a battling block with a battling stick.
I see.
And I never did use one of them, but I know the older ones did.
Uh-huh. But suppose you went out and cut some flowers and wanted to put them in the house, you might put them in a...
vase.
Okay. And say you set the table, you'd give everyone a plate and then you'd give everyone a...
knife and fork and spoon.
Okay. And you say if you serve steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put out steak.
Knives.
And,
see, I set them right over there.
Oh, yeah. Say, after she washes the dishes, then she wets them in clear water. Then she
scald them, I call it.
Okay, or in other words, she just takes clear water and...
branches them.
Okay. And what do you call the cloth or rag that you use when you're washing dishes?
A dish rag. In a drying cloth.
And what about the little cloth or rag you used to bathe your face with?
Washcloth.
Okay. And to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
And say you want to turn on the water at the sink, you turn on the...
hot one?
Yeah, but the thing you turn.
Oh, you mean to spray the dishes?
No, just
to... oh, the faucet.
Okay. What about something like that that's outside that maybe you can hook your hose up to?
Two or three hydrants out there.
You call that a hydrant?
Outside.
And do you remember, say, if men would work out in the field and people would bring water out to them in a wagon or something, and the water would be in this big container? The thing that you turn to get the water out on that container, what you call that?
I guess that's spicy.
Okay. And you remember?
Well, no, we never had nothing like it. We'd just take a jug or a jar or something like that, you know, carry water to the field, wouldn't it? Wasn't no big bunch to carry it to. It was just,
yes.
If we was several of them, we'd just carry a bucket.
How much land did you have? Did you have
My daddy had 160 acres.
Pretty good size.
A lot of it was in timber, and there's some creek across it and some spring branches and things. Now I don't know just how many acres he had in farming.
Creek and branch and so forth. Could you explain to me what the
creek is?
Yeah, what?
You cross one right up there, a little branch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's what I call a branch. It's just a small stream.
Mm-hmm.
And the creek is a little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But just the other side of the little grocery store up there at Kelly's. Now that's a creek. And we call it Hurricane Creek. And then when it gets on down here where all these streams comes together, it's a river.
Mm-hmm.
And the river's right down there.
Is there anything else besides the creek and branch and river?
Spring. There's some springs along there.
What's the spring?
That's where water comes up out of the ground and comes winter and summer and don't never dry out, no matter how dry the weather gets.
Uh-huh.
Springs still run.
What would you call a stream that dries up when it hadn't been...
I just call it a branch, like between right down the hill there. Now that runs water during all the winter months, you know. But sometimes in the summer we have a dry spell, it dries up.
I see.
And that's just no branch down there.